Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Thursday, November 24th, the year 2022. It is Thanksgiving. This is our special Thanksgiving broadcast. And I want to thank you all for joining us today. I want to tell you what's coming up. I did an hour and a half interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny a few weeks ago that listeners and viewers that saw it really gave us great reviews from. So we're going to be airing that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny interview she with me coming up in hour one and part of hour two. Then we had Vivian Kubrick and Sean Stone in studio, an amazing hour. That's going to be in hour three. And then the super informative, amazing researcher Jay Dyer is in the fourth hour today. Tomorrow on the Friday edition, we're going to have that special David Icke interview, George Christensen, Mike Adams, and more. And I just want to wish you all an amazing Thanksgiving, and I'm just very, very thankful for all of you and what you've done. I wanted to hit a story that came out a few days ago on Infowars.com that I've not yet gotten to that's so important. High-end fashion brand adds shows young kids holding sex bondage teddy bears with child porn court papers in the background. And it's literal bondage, torture, S&M dolls with what looks like 3 or 4 year olds. There's a whole bunch of this that's really hard to look at. And then on the desk in front of them are court papers when the Supreme Court legalized simulated child porn. And it's some kind of bizarre celebration of that. And so everybody should be aware that this is going on. And the fact that these companies are pushing this. I mean, this really is their cult. And as Owen Schroyer said a few days ago, you just cannot compromise with this level of evil. I don't even want to say the name of the company on air and give them any attention. It's one of the top luxury brands in the world. And they sell sunglasses and shoes and bags and clothing and jewelry. And it's just absolutely, truly disgusting. Again, the headline, high-end fashion brand ad shows young kids holding sex bondage teddy bears with child porn court papers in the background. This is who we're dealing with. This is the type of people that are waging war on our civilization, on our children, because they know they've got to destroy the innocence of the future if they're going to win. Now, here at InfoWars, we are not selling stuff using child porn marketing. We are marketing health and immune system and the fact that when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, it funds the InfoWar and it funds freedom and it funds the human resistance and it funds pro-life. And right now we have the biggest sale in our history. Yes, it's been going on for about a month or so, between 40 and 60% off with promo code 1776 and double Patriot points. But now we've added only until December 1st because we've estimated that all the products will sell out by then that we've got set aside as free gifts. You will get a free gift with every single order at InfoWarsStore.com. And some are inexpensive items, some are expensive items, some are InfoWars flags or American flags, some are DVD films, some are books, some are InfoWars sticker packs, some are Alex Jones Halloween mask. I mean, there's just hundreds of different items that are being offered that are randomly selected by the shopping cart computer when you do each order. So that's the best that we've ever offered. It's a clearance sale to get the money in we need during this bankruptcy to make sure we stay on air. We're doing Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, which means we will stay on air as long as we can be profitable into the future. And the court's looking at all that right now, and we're right where we need to be, but just barely. So again, give yourself the gift of freedom. Give yourself the gift of liberty. Give yourself the gift of keeping real, independent, free speech on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and look at all the really high-quality products like DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Supermel Vitality, Ultra 12, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Curl Oil, highest grade, so good for your heart, body, mind. It's all there for 40 to 60% off with promo code 1776. The lowest discount is 40% off with promo code 1776. The highest discount is 60% with promo code 1776. And then you got the double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order. And then you also get a free gift with every order. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all for spreading the word. We've got some big interviews, as I just mentioned, coming up. Please continue to do your amazing part, your critical part, by sharing the live feeds and links or taking clips out of these very report interviews and sharing with everybody you know, because you are the reason this operation is so powerful. And I salute and thank you all, and I'm very thankful for you on this Thanksgiving. So God bless you all. I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTree Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Super Male Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. And keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Let me introduce to you a guest that really needs no introduction. My longtime friend, colleague, partner in crime, partner to fighting all these terrorist sort of people that are out there, all of the cabal and the globalists, Alex Jones. I just can't even believe that Alex said he'd come and be on my podcast this morning. Alex, what a pleasure and an honor it is to welcome you to our podcast this week with Dr. T this morning.
It's amazing. Hard to believe I've been interviewing you for 22 years, and now I'm here on your broadcast, which I know is so successful reaching people. And that's why you're one of the top two people that Big Pharma and the deep state's attacking. It's you and Dr. Peter McCullough. They're specifically singling out everywhere as enemies. So that's one of the greatest awards you can get, is to have some of the most evil people on earth see you as their top enemy. So congratulations, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You are in a very elite club, and folks should be praying for you and supporting you, because you're a woman of great strength and honor and courage, but you are definitely under massive attack and in the heart of the fight. So I salute you.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. You know, I've done between March of 2020 and December of 21, I did over 600 interviews, and usually I do about 30 a year. And people have always asked me when I've been on their interview, what does it feel like to be labeled as the disinformation dozen and to be called out by the person who calls himself president as one of the most dangerous people in America? I said, I kind of wear it like a little badge of courage over here, you know? I just do. So I wanted to start out by asking you, because I read something that InfoWars published, I think yesterday or last night, about David Icke. I mean, he's another one amongst us that's been doing this for decades, and now he's been banned from the EU, and he's been labeled a level 3 terrorist. And we talked a little before we went live about what a level – explain to the audience what level 1 and level 2 is and level 3. And if he's a level 3 terrorist, what does that make us?
They would call us level 3 as well. What they do is they take a real terrorist planning to blow something up who's got a bomb or a gun and about to go do something, and they call that a level 1. That's a real terrorist. And then you've got level 2 is material support. And then a level 3 is not a terrorist. They say, well, even though you're not even talking about terrorism or pushing violence, if you criticize the government or say there's a deep state or undermine the system in any way by saying it's wrong, trying to reprove it, trying to change it, you know, a basic part of living in a free society, then we're going to call you a level 3 terrorist and restrict your movement. And it's the same all over the world. They're trying to bring in similar systems here in the U.S. And it's not just David Icke saying this. On InfoWars.com, obviously, we have a transcript translated from the Dutch letter, but it's under EU authority. And in the Dutch letter, it says that he's banned for 2 years. Because he speaks to crowds of 50 to 100,000. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has spoken to crowds of 1 million, and they're trying to ban him right now as well. By saying, you criticize the corporations, the power structure, so that's terrorism. So your free speech is now terrorism, which is really their end game. And we saw in June of 2000 and 21, we saw Biden's official new Homeland Security directive saying white supremacism is the number one terror threat,
they then defined in that new national policy paper directed by the president over the executive branch, the FBI, the CIA, DHS, that criticizing election fraud, criticizing lockdowns, forced injections, or open borders, and now it came out 2 weeks ago, The Intercept, more documents, or criticizing man-made global warming, saying it's not real, or even questioning, questioning the pullout a year ago out of Afghanistan, that you're also an extremist and need to be censored. So they define you as a terrorist or a white supremacist for simply being a good citizen and being engaged, and then say that you're the main terror threat. That is official U.S. government policy now.
Alex, you know, we went to war in World War II over this sort of censorship. We set up Radio Free Europe after World War II, even though we know that that was a CIA psyop and all those other things. But ostensibly, I mean, on the surface, I mean, the thing was to try to get past what the propaganda message was, the over and over propaganda message was. And here we are. I mean, the United States of America, did you ever think, I mean, well, yes, you did, because InfoWars has been around for a long time. And, you know, I said to you back at the beginning of this plandemic thing, I said, congratulations, Alex. I mean, you've been prophetic when you said InfoWars was what was happening. I mean, but it's one thing to talk about it, like in hush circles amongst friends and colleagues that are of like mind. Now it's so out in the open. You know, we used to talk about things like adenochrome and human trafficking and pedophilia behind closed doors, you know, only with friends and family that you knew were on the same page as you. But now it is so obvious with the depopulation agenda of what they're doing and going forward. What do you think is the next step? I mean, you've been prophetically talking about this for 30 years. You know, I've been talking about vaccine issues for 22 years. Where do you think they are going to go next?
Well, that's the most important question. And just to be clear, I was prophetically led by God and the Holy Spirit to look into these things. But really, when I began to read the books by Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, I knew this was all coming when I first got on air 28 years ago. I was really awake 32, 33 years ago, even when I was in high school, but I've been on air 28 years since I was 21. I knew this was all coming because it was in the documents. But the reason I was interested in the documents is my mother's brother, who died a few years ago, best guy I ever knew, he'd been this big, you know, star, youngest ever ham radio operator. He'd won national awards for being the fastest Morse code operator, and he was a Vietnam War hero. But none of us ever knew that until he died. We knew he was in Vietnam. But then he was involved in Iran-Contra and involved in high-level management of a lot of really big things. And he saw some things in Guatemala and other areas where he was in charge of setting up bases and things to fight the communists, that really shook him to his core. And it wasn't till about a year before he died that he told me what it was that made him get out of these projects. And for my own safety, he never gave me the specifics of it, but he was in Army Special Operations and, you know, high level, directly communicating with the White House, because he was the guy that did the Morse code the fastest and, you know, all the rest of it. So he was in charge. And even back then, they still use Morse code because nobody can basically crack the special codes they use and things. They still use low tech on the submarines, a lot of things. That's super secret. But the point is that he told me when I was young, starting at about 13, when I would go down every summer from Dallas and visit them for a week or two to visit my cousins in San Antonio, he basically you know, taught me how to you know, cow ate the cabbage. And so I really understood a lot of things because of that. And my dad was also really big on history and things. So I would ask him about Zbigniew Brzezinski and the New World Order and things. And so that's really why I know that, was because of William Forrest Hammond, my uncle, is really the main reason we have Alex Jones today.
And where do you think we're going to go next, Alex? And, you know, it's interesting that you and I have sort of similar upbringings. My mom's younger brother was into studying all of the things about the Illuminati and about the Council on Foreign Relations and all of those things. So when I was a teenager, I remember sitting around the dining room table with my mom's younger brother and my mom and my dad talking about all these things. So I must have been maybe in my teens. So, you know, as this whole thing unfolded, I've got a big library upstairs of much older books that I don't even think they're in print anymore from listening to that growing up. So that's pretty interesting. We've gotten to this point kind of with that same growing up background. So here we are. And how do we, you know, everybody says, how do we stop them? I'm not sure how we stop them other than just with more information. But because I think the train has left the tracks. I mean, when you looked at that World
Economic Forum, I agree.
And the forum website, what's their next move? What are they going to do next?
I'm glad you went back to your actual question because I kind of digressed into the first part and into the second part. What you said is so key. Because of countless people going back to Barry Goldwater and the John Birch Society and all those folks that turned out were dead on, they were the ones that were really prophetic. We, a lot of people around the country, especially in the Midwest and just all over the nation, really were awake to what was going on.
One horse is snorting fire. As they ride on, hear the cry.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A lot of people around the country, especially in the Midwest and just all over the nation, really were awake to what was going on in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, back when it was just embryonic, because there were a lot of people in the system that were being inducted into this tyranny who didn't like it, who were whistleblowers, and who came out and exposed it. So everything we're seeing today is what they said was coming, because they were attempting to basically set up the programs for it back then. So a lot of those internal folks in government, corporations, in the medical system, in the clergy, in the educational system, held it back for decades and decades. And so now, because there was such a backstop against it of people working for 60, 70 years quietly, or as loud as they could, but being suppressed, it was still pretty quiet, as you said. You whispered here and there, pamphlets, books, a few films here and there. We weren't caught completely flat-footed. And so in the last 5 years, the globalists have gone from denying all their programs to taking the mask off now and just emerging with, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it, you'll have a world ID card, you'll have a microchip to buy and sell. This is all being officially announced everywhere in an attempt to where, if they couldn't covertly implement it, they'll go ahead and just overtly implement it. But there was always a point where you would have emergence. I mean, even if you're going to have, an army sneak attack a position, okay, they sneak up, they get in position, but there finally comes the point of the attack. And so we're now gone from the beta testing into their operational system. So what comes next is more bioweapon releases from labs, which we now know COVID was. They're now creating the backstory of, at Boston University, humanized mice that, again, as you know, as a doctor, act just like humans. Basically, the same death rate would be in humans, they estimate, of 80%, a super gain of function weapon. They now have developed similar systems in London, broke last week as well. So they're even letting us know where the weapons are, that they've indeed made them, and they've got a gun to our collective heads trying to hold us hostage, threatening to basically release these if we don't accept their new world order. And so the whole COVID rollout was the segue from beta to operational, with the FEMA camps being built here, the COVID centers around the world, all UN policy directed, the policies created by the WEF itself is just a spokesperson group of the Bilderberg Group. Klaus Schwab's been on their steering committee since the 70s, except the WEF in the 80s. WEF emerged in the 90s. And is the forward-facing PR firm of global governance, corporate, fascist control, allied with communist China. So the next phase is, they always telegraph they're going to do. Cyber attacks they blame on the Russians or private groups to have intermittent power outages and disruptions to sell an internet ID and more control in the name of keeping us safe from hackers. More viral releases, more attempts at lockdowns, more attempts at forced injections and testing with these injections, progressively getting more toxic, more poisonous, more dangerous, to see if they can manage the maiming and killing of us as the ambient background noise of the soft kill weapons are turned up. That's why it's so beautiful what you and countless others, but you at the tip of the spear, with just a few other top people, have done mobilizing against it is they're asking, as you know, in Atlantic Monthly 2 weeks ago, which is the globalist mouthpiece, for an amnesty. Oh, we're sorry about lockdowns. We're sorry about masks. We're sorry about the shot not working. As they still try to push it on school children, as they try to make it, quote, federally recommended so they can then bully people and claim it's mandatory through that fraud, as you know. And so they now want us to forget about what they just did the last 3 years so that we have that collective amnesia so they can do it again, but on a much more deadly scale. What we've been through in the last 3 years is a drill for martial law lockdowns when they release the really deadly bioweapons with a cocktail of other things. They can hit a city with a chemical weapon that has a slow kill effect and that mimics viruses or bacterial infections and then claim it's that as well. So they've got a lot of different battle plans. The Sunshine Project 15 years ago out of Austin got a document that had been declassified by the Federation of American Scientists. And in it, the Marine Corps was training with the Army with drone helicopters to have helicopters go around and spray opiates on cities and, quote, make everybody pass out so the government could bring in martial law. They estimated that over 10% of the public would actually die in accidents, fires, and car wrecks when they did spray the cities with the chemical weapons. So we have real things like that actually on the books. The shadow government is not our friend. As Dr. Peter McCullough wrote a big article 2 days ago, I just interviewed him yesterday for 2 hours. That's at band.video. And he comes out now. He knew this 2 years ago when he first came on my show, but said he wasn't ready to go public yet, like you had done. He took the gloves off and said, no, a shadow global government is in control of the Pentagon. The Pentagon has run the rollout of the shots through the UN, through Pfizer, through Moderna, through Bill Gates, and is actually attacking its own people and attacking our troops particularly. So it's not our military per se, but it's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of that is actually directly working for the central banks that is carrying all this out.
Yes, absolutely. There's two things that you said in there that I want to circle back to and ask you about. I mean, one is when you said that this was a kind of a warm-up round for what they have next, which I've kind of said the same thing in a lot of my interviews and podcasts. I had been told by somebody early on, like this would have been in 2020, that this, and the first article that I wrote in March 2020 after this stuff rolled out was same playbook, different virus. That was the first article that I wrote. And I had been told that, you know, that they thought, the WEF creatures, I call them, thought that this was just another trial balloon to see where they were on that continuum along that plan that they had, because they had SARS, then they had MERS, then they had bird flu in 2005, they had H1N1 in 2009, and this was just another toss it out there and see where we are. And that the reason that they went full court press was because the Americans rolled over, that Americans just put on a mask, closed their businesses, cowered down and feared in their corner, and that the Americans didn't say, no way. And I just was talking, I was at one of Clay Clark's events 2 weeks ago, and I talked to somebody who had spent the last 5 months in Europe talking to pretty high-level people in throughout the EU. And she said every single country that she went to and talked to high-level officials, she said the first thing out of their mouth was, where the hell are the Americans? You know, why, what, where are we? And you know it, Alex, you know it's true. I mean, everybody hears it. They go, yeah, whatever. I think part of it is because there's not enough pain here yet. They tried to induce pain with the increase of gas prices. You know, people still have food. They still have heat. They still have their businesses, whatever. Where do you think that is? Where the hell are the Americans in this battle?
Well, I want to answer that. But going back to what you said about how this is a same playbook, different virus, we know from Operation Lockstep 2011 and the tabletop exercises in 2019, Event 201, that they've been beta testing and drilling us. If you go back to a year and a half before they released the virus out of Wuhan and then the more deadly shot, remember that they were saying all over the news, disease X is coming. And when it comes, we're going to have to lock down and take control to make you do all this. So that's how I was able to predict. You're not going to go to a ball game. You're going to have to wear a mask. They're going to lock you in your house. Well, I wasn't predicting it. They war game and battle plan this. And then if you look at SPARS, 2025-2028 war game from 2 years before they released the virus, what was it, 2018?
Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95. And then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So, again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts for every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter. My heart.
2025-2028 war game from 2 years before they released the virus. What was it, from 2018? If you look at that multi-hundred-page document, it even has example tweets of what they would put out, and it's really set in the year 2020-2023, and how they would roll it out and how people would learn they were being poisoned. And the tweets are basically the exact same tweets, even the same acronyms. They just switch them around. And so they were using that as a battle plan for their whole scripted operation. That way they get caught with it. Oh, it's just a drill. It's just a tabletop exercise. They're not caught with their actual battle plan that's just set in 2020-2023. But what was your other question?
How do we get Americans more engaged in this? I mean, when we look at, we had the truckers going all across Canada, you know, we had, when you look at the farmers that happened in the Netherlands and what they did, and they put manure all over everybody. I mean, we have huge.
I'll tell you how it happened. The perfect PSYOP, and I'm not saying Trump's a bad person. It would take an hour to analyze why he did it, just like he was for Regeneron and just like he was for hydroxychloroquine and just like he was for ivermectin. He just trusted the doctors and said, just legalize everything, accelerate everything, which they acted like was his plan. But we know from a 2018 meeting that Fauci had on C-SPAN, they said, we want to blow up the old system. We want to bring in mRNA. We don't want a 5-year or 10-year test. It'll probably be a virus out of China, something that's respiratory. They were telling people what they were doing at this big consortium meeting with DHS heads and CDC heads and others. And they were describing how they're going to use probably a respiratory virus out of China as the pretext to bring in this regime. And about a week ago, it broke that the National Security Council was under the CDC and others rolling out in 2000 a plan that had been created in the last decade before and what they believe perfected. So as you said, they had this on the shelf. They were ready for this. It's on record they did. And so when Trump went along with the initial phase of it and Americans saw all the fear, at first a lot of Republicans went along with Trump for the first few months. Then Trump began to figure it out and began to say, hey, we probably don't need to keep lockdowns going. Hey, you shouldn't have to take a shot, but this shot will hopefully protect you because you want to reopen things. And then the Democrats made it political. Oh, look, Trump doesn't want to reopen. I mean, Trump wants to reopen. He wants to kill you. They became the party of pushing the whole agenda, which was always scripted as a Hegelian dialectic. So Trump got Americans to stand down. First, Pelosi's like, oh, no, don't lock down Chinatown. Oh, no, everything's fine. Knowing that Trump would then politically want to be the savior was all psychology because they had this whole war game. They'd all profiled Trump. He would come in and support it until he figured out that it was basically a political trap. And so it was Donald Trump that basically helped put America to sleep. Then they made it a political issue, left versus right, and the left used Trump hate to push it as a political agenda to keep things locked down. And so the lockdowns, the deadly shots, the surveillance, the vaccine passports became a sacrament of the left now and their new religion. And so they were already able to convert 30-40% of the population into being part of the big pharma Stockholm syndrome cult. And that's how the psychological warfare Hegelian dialectic was used.
Very well stated, Alex. That's very, very well stated. Do you think Trump will ever denounce the shots?
No. His strength going up against the globalists is that he's so pig-headed they couldn't make him do what they wanted. But then he does go with his ego first. And so once he committed and saying the shot will help you and it's great, and it's his greatest accomplishment, when his listeners boo him in Dallas and in Cleveland, Florida,
all places,
everywhere, when they boo him in Arizona, he quit promoting it and said, I'm not supposed to say the V word, but I'm still really proud of it and it's great and it works, even though the Democrats and the left admit now it doesn't work. In fact, gets you more infected. And so that's how Trump is. And I've gotten messages to Trump. I've got videos of Trump. I've got reports where I challenged him in the last 3 months to him. He called me, but he calls usually like 1 a.m, so I've missed a few of his calls. And he told two people that met with him who brought him my ultimatum, my friendly, two different ultimatums. One was like 5 minutes, one was about 8 minutes, laying out the facts, showing him how they manipulated him, showing him how he's going to get saddled with this, and he can be a real hero like DeSantis, who got conned at first, but you know has now come out and said you shouldn't take the shot. The Surgeon General has said it hurts children, and it's all a big lie, basically. As long as he stops them trying to force it on kids now and makes that an issue, we will forgive him. But if he continues down this road, it's very, very hard to support him. And he said, I don't want to hear about this again. And I don't want to basically hear from Alex again until he changes his mind. I'm right about this. And I've confirmed that he now screams at Don Jr. He screams at – obviously, Trump has got a big temper. If you bring it up to him, he starts screaming and banging his fists on the table. And so he is pigheaded and totally committed to this because he doesn't want to admit he got conned. He doesn't want to admit he got manipulated. And that really is why people like Judge Andrew Napolitano don't support Trump anymore. He means well. He's a good man, did a lot of great stuff. But he is somebody that will not admit when he's wrong. He just cannot do it.
That's, you know, it reminds me of that expression that says it's easier to fool a man than it is to convince him that he's been fooled. You know, and it would be such a big person thing for him to say, you know what? I mean, Fauci himself and Birx have come out, and Birx herself in her book. I mean, what to talk about self-incriminating book. I mean, where's the DOJ just arresting her from her book saying, yeah, we lied to the president. We made it up.
That's exactly what I told Trump. That's what I related to him in a letter and two videos that I got. The first time he said, I don't want to hear about it anymore. The second time he blew up. I mean, I've talked to well-known names that went in and showed him on an iPad these videos, and he watched them at Mar-a-Lago and just blew up the second time. And what you said is so key. That's what I said to him in the videos that are also public videos, you know, emergency message to Trump. I mean, there's several of them out there from a few months ago. One's from about 4 months ago, one's from about 3 months ago, and I just kind of gave up at that point because he's still doing good, getting some good Republicans elected and things. So I'm not going to war with Trump. It's just very, very sad. But what you said is key. I said, sir, the head of the CDC has come out and said she was wrong. Fauci said he's wrong. They're getting ahead of it, and Rash leaving the sinking ship. Now they're asking for amnesty. I mean, that just happened. But see, he doesn't get it, and that's exactly what I told him.
You know, he would be the forever generational hero if he came out and said, I listened to these people, they lied to me, and now that I know differently, here's what we need to do. You know, and that would change everything.
But his greatest strength is his greatest weakness. Yeah. When they threaten him, you know, to not get out of UNESCO, and they threaten him to not turn on pipelines, and they threaten him to not control the border, and they threaten him to not, you know, get rid of the tariffs keeping American jobs, you know, overseas. These are internal tariffs and scams. He's great there. So it's his greatest strengthness. It's his greatest strength and greatest weakness.
Yeah. Sadly, with very powerful people, that's generally true. Speaking of powerful people, I want to go back to the World Economic Forum for a minute. Because there are a lot of people that, you know, we see on the front lines. Like we see Fauci, we see, you know, Bill Gates, we see, you know, Klaus Schwab. And a lot of us, and I know you feel the same way, is like they're just like the spokespersons. Who are the people behind the scenes pulling their strings? Do you have any insight into that from all of your connections?
Yes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to steal me a silver stallion.
Who are the people behind the scenes pulling their strings? Do you have any insight into that from all of your connections?
Yes. First and foremost, this global government. Well, there's really three power groups. There's the Anglo-American establishment, nothing to do with being white. It's just what the British U.S. combined empire calls itself. Others like Anglo-American oil, it was BP and all the rest of it. And so you got that major power block. The British Empire merged the U.S. Empire after World War II. And the U.S. became an empire after the Spanish-American War in 1898, for those that don't know. Historians officially see it as that. So that's the dominant force. Then you've got the Russians that are a wild card, and you've got the Chinese that are allied or were allied with the Anglo-American establishment, but of their own predator group. And when you talk about who really runs it, it really is the old royalty of Europe that is one breed, and they're not even German. They're mainly Eastern European, Hungarian, Romanian, because that's the folks. Starting like 800 years ago, that stopped the Muslims and controlled the trade coming out of the caravans into Europe. And so all the royal main lines I'm getting too complex, of Europe that actually run things are a mix of Eastern Europeans and William the Conqueror Vikings. And so a fusion of Vikings and Eastern Europeans created the main royal Saxe-Coburg, Gotha, Habsburgs are all the same people, bloodlines, and they're dominant. The Rothschilds got involved in that. With the British Empire, they intermarried, are now lords, so they've actually merged into that. The Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the J.P. Morgans were just their front people here in the United States and setting up the whole Anglo-American merger and alliance that, by the way, not my opinion, he wrote three books on it. Winston Churchill wrote The History of the English-Speaking Peoples, and it's all in there, by the way. None of this is even hidden at, you know, academic level reading. I read all three of those books when I was in high school. They're incredible. Everybody, in fact, I want to reread them if I had the time, because it's all right there. Cecil Rhodes, by 1900, already had a plan for a world government and how they were going to merge the U.S. and British Empire. They set up the Council on Foreign Relations to do that in 1921 in Crowd House in New York. And so, yes, Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, people like Klaus Schwab, they're all just front people. And so at the top, it's these all old, rich, powerful families who commissioned the British Royal Societies in the 1850s to learn how to take control of humanity and make humans a commodity and then breed humans like animals, even if they were and create a caste system. This is all Galton, Wedgwood, Darwin, they were all hired for that. It's all on record in the Eugenics Society and the founding of the modern eugenics movement. And they envisioned biometrics, computers, finding out the secrets of our cells, even before they called them cells. Their projects discovered DNA, everything. In the next 60, 70 years, they were able, with this giant project, to do that. And their main mission was figure out how to take control of all life on Earth, including humans, and learn how to discover immortality. That's obviously what the ultra-rich want, and how to basically become gods. And so out of the Eugenics Society that was embarrassed by Hitler in World War II, Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute were a spinoff of that. They then created the Transhumanist Society with Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley. And then once they had done that, basically everything you see is a projection of that, how to get control of humanity, how to turn us basically into these bots that they decide we can survive are basically programmable so that the elites of the world that we hear, Noah Yuval Harari, talking about, that the future is not human. That's a quote. By 2047, there'll be no more humans left. We'll all be cyborgs. This is them saying this. We're going to have a digital dictatorship. We don't believe in Jesus, or we don't believe in Muhammad, or, you know, we don't believe in God, is a quote of his, but we're going to be gods, and Microsoft and Apple are going to be God, and a tiny elite are going to be God, and we won't be needed. They're going to get rid of the rest of us. And so this is externalization of that transhumanist program that I expose in the seminal film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that can still be found if you search hard enough, free online. Back when Google Video was still around in 2007 when we launched the film for free, it had 80-plus million views when they got rid of Google Video. Then it had about 40 million views on my main YouTube channel when they took it down. But you can still find some out there. Everybody's authorized to repost it and share it and do whatever you want with it. But if you watch that film from, I guess now, 17 years ago, hard to believe it's been that long, it's all basically come true. Well, that's because it was their battle plan that they were going from beta to operational right at that point. And so now they're accelerating into this operation. So to sum up your all-important question, in the final equation, it is an alliance of old, powerful money that wants to live forever and become God, the Garden of Eden for real, and the promise of the serpent, funding unlimited scientific research in every level that there is. These groups actually financed what we know of as the whole genetic engineering arm, the computer arm, and the electromagnetic arm, and just this entire thing is a huge program that the Manhattan Project was only 1/100th of, in my estimation. A giant secret scientific program for the elite to live forever and become God, and in the process from the beginning, they said we first must follow Malthus and Plato's ideas. Plato, 2,300 years ago, Malthus, 300 years ago, of exterminating the majority of the public as our survival of the fittest, social Darwinistic toll, that it is their main tenet that we must first be culled to 500 million bare minimum before they can then transcend to the Godhead.
Wow. Yes. And I agree with all of that. And boy, that was a great way to lay that out in the history pattern, Alex. You know, this entire year, I spent this entire year on Genesis 6. You know, on Tuesday and Thursday night, I do an online Bible study called Happy Hour with Dr. T. And on Tuesday night, I invite authors and pastors and, you know, really people from that perspective. And we talk about God, and we have an online Bible study on Tuesday and Thursday night. And this entire year has been about Genesis 6, and actually about Genesis 3 verse 15, where God cursed Satan and said, Satan and your seed will bruise his heel. His heel, meaning Christ's heel, and Christ, Jesus, will come from that bloodline, the pure bloodline of the woman, will smash your head. And I mean, that is the whole summary of what we've done from the beginning of our time, that one verse, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
And you're the doctor, you're the scientist, but I think you're talking about mitochondrial DNA. No matter what they try to manipulate with our DNA, we still will carry forth the real DNA.
Yes, except for the messenger RNA now is slicing up our DNA, and the sulfide bonds that across our DNA spells the word Yahweh from the Hebrew alphabet. And the messenger RNA is going in and destroying that because they want to destroy God from the inside out. You know, when this first started in March of 2020, when I wrote that article, you know, same playbook, different virus, I also sort of looked up and I said, wow, we got to get busy here. This is Satan's last hurrah. You know, the Lord's coming back sooner than we think, just because Jesus himself said, only the Father in heaven knows the day that I will come back. But you will know by the signs of the time. You will know, as in the days of Noah, where they bred humans and animals and genetic modification. And like you mentioned, the humanized mice and the glow in the dark pigs and all these different things that they're doing was what was happening as in the days of Noah when God came on earth and said, whoa, I made a mistake of this free will here. I repent that I even created humans. We need to erase the plan and start over again. So all of that stuff that we're doing, this is all good versus evil. It is all, you know, we are fighting powers and principalities of this greater darkness. You know, it's not human against human. It's like the evil that's upon this planet that we've been fighting since the Garden of Eden, actually. And we're coming up to that point of actually all these things are being exposed, and it's becoming clearer and clearer that there's going to be less and less gray area to pick from. It's a black or white. Either you're on board with God and Jesus and you're on board with that, or you're not. And it's almost like you've got your foot on one foot on the deck and the other foot on the boat, and the boat's kind of moving this way, and you've got to either get on the stay safe over here on the dock, or you're going to get on the boat and go with God. Because if you fall in the middle, there's crocodiles in the middle that are going to eat you alive.
And notice, the devil always creates a counterfeit of what God says. The devil loves to quote scripture, but to twist it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.